Shalom Aleichem to all my white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Pastor Steve. This is Word for Word. And I am watching the EFR chat. I'm really up and at 'em today. I got a lot of problems solved yesterday. I went shopping to get a few things at China Mart, better known as Walmart. And lo and behold, in the electronics section, where I have a few friends, they had Malwarebytes Premium for $24. I was going to get it online, but hey, it was right there, and it was a dollar cheaper at China Mart. So I bought it, and I've got it installed, and I really, really like it. So that, and I have upgraded both computers to Windows 10, which is a better operating system for me. It is faster. It speeded up my operating time. And combined with Malwarebytes and that Advanced System Care 9 that Brother David James turned me on to, my computer problems with computer number one have been fixed. And it's running fast and strong, so I'm really pleased. And had a lot of comments on some latest shows, and appreciate the input, and thank you for the positive response. And just going to keep on keeping on here. We left off with the end of chapter 29 yesterday. And I think I need to refresh the chat here. It's not doing its thing. All right, there we go. And we'll hit that. And all right, yeah. I'm learning how to maneuver in here a little bit. I'm not too old to learn. But we're going to start with chapter 30. And I said yesterday that with these two sisters being wives of the same man, that's a great potential for trouble. Well, this is chapter 30, verse 1 of Genesis. When saw Rachel that she did not bear children to Jacob, envied, 7065, Rachel, her sister, and said to Jacob, "Give me children, and if not, I die." Oh boy. That's bad business. So, Leah had been popping babies out regularly, and Rachel was really getting irritated. Kindled was the anger of Jacob against Rachel, and he said, "In the stead," that's 8478, "in the place of, in the stead of Elohim am I, that has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" Withheld is 4513. Yahweh, it made her barren. Because poor Leah, I mean, he was obviously on friendly basis with Leah, but she just wasn't the love of his life. You know, he had to like her a little bit, because how many kids had she had already? I mean, please. Verse 3, she said, "Behold, my maidservant," 519, maidservant, "Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees." 1290 knees, that children also I shall have from her. So she was her maidservant. In other words, she was possession. So, verse 4, she gave him Bilhah, her maidservant, as a concubine. And for concubine here, it's using number 802 as a woman. It can also mean wife, but here it does not. It just means as a woman who will bear children. Now, they're going to have a different word for concubine later. And we'll get into that. She gave him Bilhah, her maidservant, as a concubine, and went in unto her Jacob. In other words, he went in the tent, and they, verse 5, and conceived Bilhah, and bore to Jacob a son. Verse 6, said Rachel, judged, 1777, judged me as Elohim, and also has heard my voice, and has given to me a son. Upon this she called his name Dan, 1835, and that means to judge. It means judge. So there's a word play there again in the Hebrew. Judged me as Elohim, and then she called his name Dan. Verse 7. And conceived again, and bore Bilhah, her maidservant, for Rachel, a second, 8147, son to Jacob. And said Rachel, with wrestlings, 5319, like TV wrestling, with wrestlings of Elohim, I have wrestled, 6617, with my sister. See, there's that enmity thing, jealousy over the babies. Her sister was prolific and she wasn't, so it was getting to her. And also I have prevailed. 3201, that means to be able or to prevail. And she called his name Naphtali. And that means my wrestlings. All these kids have names that mean something. When Saul saw that she had ceased bearing, she took Zilpah, her maidservant, and gave her to Jacob as a concubine. Again, 802. But she saw that Rachel had given her maidservant, so she wasn't going to be one up. She was going to give her maidservant too. See the rivalry between the sisters? That's why later on in Scripture said, Yahweh said as a commandment, you won't marry sisters. Marry one of them, but not the other. That from these problems came these commandments. Verse 10, and bore Zilpah, the maidservant of Leah, a second son to Jacob. Oh, I missed a verse. I'm sorry. Two verses. And bore Zilpah, the maidservant of Leah, to Jacob a son. Verse 11. And said Leah, comes good fortune, that's one word, 1409, and she called his name Gad, 1410. Now let's stop here for a second. Gad is also the pagan god of luck. They made it into a, they made that name into a pagan name for the god of luck. And from Gad comes God. Okay? Whoa! The pagan Gad, that comes God. So, I believe in God. Which God? Now, if you say, I believe in Yahweh, that's a whole world of difference. There are many gods. What God? How many do the Hindus have over in India? Thousands. All these little whatever. And what are they? They are the fallen ones that are presenting themselves as divine beings and demanding to be worshipped in direct violation and continuing rebellion against Yahweh. Ooh. The more you know, the more you know. It makes you more dangerous, folks, to know all this stuff. Don't you like to be dangerous? Yes, of course you do. You're Israelites. We're in a war against the enemy. And knowledge is our weapon. So, let's move on here. Verse 12, and bore Zilpah, the maidservant of Leah, a second son to Jacob. Verse 13, said Leah, I am happy. 8:37. For call me happy, that's all one word. 8:33. Call me happy, will the daughters. All the women would say, oh boy, is she happy. And she called his name Asher. 8:36. And that means happy. Verse 14. Now remember, this is a long time span. They're having all these kids. Well, Reuben was the firstborn. So he's grown up pretty much. He's a young lad right now. Verse 14. Walked Reuben in the days of the harvest of wheat and found mandrakes. At 17:36 in the field and brought them to Leah, his mother. And said Rachel to Leah, give me, please, from the mandrakes of your son. Okay, let's stop for a second. What are mandrakes? Mandrakes are an aphrodisiac root. And they're sort of in the shape of a man with accompanying appendages. We'll just let that go. But they're an aphrodisiac, and they relax, and they will make a woman in the mood. Because she was having trouble bearing, and she hoped that this would relax her enough so she could conceive. I mean, she needed help. She needed something. She was having all kinds of problems. She's having to have her maids have children for her. And she didn't like that too much. So, verse 15, and she said to her, is it a small thing? That's one word, small thing, 4592. That you have taken my husband? And you would take also the mandrakes of my son? Uh-oh. She didn't like the fact that Rachel was the loved one. So, and said Raquel, so he shall lie with you tonight in my stead, 8478. In other words, instead of me, it was her turn. Well, she was given her turn to Leah for the mandrakes. So he shall lie with you tonight in my stead for the mandrakes of your son. Okay. Verse 16. Came Jacob from the field in the evening. He was out working all day. And went forth Leah to meet him, saying, to me you must come, for I have surely hired that 7936 doubled. I have surely hired you by the mandrakes of my son. And he lay with her that night. Bada bing, bada boom. 17. And listened Elohim to Leah, and she conceived and bore to Jacob the fifth son. And said Leah, he has given me Elohim my hire, because I gave my maidservant to my husband. And she called his name Yisachar. 3, 4, 8, 5. Oh boy. And the word hired is what Yisachar means. That's verse 18. And Sakari 7939 is the hire, and Yisachar 3485 is the name of the boy. It's another word play with the names. And conceived again Leah, and bore the sixth son to Jacob. And said Leah, endowed 2064 Elohim to me a good dowry. 2065. Now, 6471, will dwell with me. That's all one word. That's 2082. Now will dwell with me my husband, because I have borne to him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. 2064. That's verse 20. Zebulun means habitation. Now you remember, he's living in a separate tent with Rachel. He's not living with Leah. Leah has her own tent. She wants to move Rachel out, and she wants to move in the tent so she can be with her love, Jacob. I mean, she's just really in love with Jacob. She's just, whew, man. He's the light of her life, and she's just second fiddle. And just, this is just, you know, I feel sorry for her reading this. It just, because she's just really head over heels for Jacob. Verse 21, and afterward she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah, 1783. Well, you remember Dan as judge? Well, Dinah, 1783, very similar, same root, means justice. That's the name of the daughter, justice. This will come into play when she is raped by the son of Shechem later on. Justice. She's going to get justice. Yahweh is going to bring about justice. Remember this name, Dinah. 22. And remembered Elohim Raquel, and listened to her Elohim, and opened her womb. Verse 23, and she conceived and bore a son, and said, removed, 622, Elohim, my reproach, 2781. And she called his name Yosef. 31:30. And said, added 3254 Yahweh to me another son. And Yosef means let him add. Verse 25, it came to be that when had born Rachel Yosef, that said Jacob to Laban, send me away to walk to my place and my land. Give me my wives and my children that I have served you for, and I will walk. For you know the service that I have served you. Well, he had played fast and loose with Jacob on the deal with the wives. And Laban is going to try to do him dirty again. Verse 27, said to him Laban, if now I have found favor in your sight, that's that grace thing again that Eli and I were talking about. Grace is all through the Old Testament. It's not a New Testament thing. For by divination, 5172, that's prohibited in Yahweh's laws. That will become a statute later. But he divined, for by divination I have learned that has blessed me Yahweh because of you. That's one word, because of you. 1558. Well, he was using divination. He's going to get his from Yahweh later for his dirty deeds toward Jacob, and because he was using divination, which is a pagan practice. That's witchcraft, okay? Bad stuff. Verse 28. Now, here's the dirty deal coming. Specify 5344 your wages 7939 to me, and I will give them. So Jacob says to him, said he to him, you know how that I have served you, and how that was your livestock with me. Verse 30, for the little that there was with you before, little is 4592. Little that was with you before has increased, 6555, to a multitude, 7230, and has blessed Yahweh you since I journeyed. That's 7272, that literally means feet or steps. And it's used metaphorically here as journeyed, but it means your 7272 is raglev, that's feet, and that's used as steps. since I journeyed here, and now when do I do also for my household? In other words, I have served you. You had very little livestock when I got here, and through my good management, now you have a whole bunch of stuff. I have really made you prosper as your overseer, and now what do I do for me and my wives and my kids? I got a bunch of kids. My turn. Well, verse 31, and he said, what shall I give you? And said Jacob, you shall not give me anything. If you do for me this thing, I will return to feed your flock and guard it. In other words, you're either going to give me what I want or I'm gone, man. And you can just take care of your own sheep. He didn't like that. Verse 32. I will pass through all your sheep today, removing from there all sheep that are speckled, 5348, and spotted, 2921, and all sheep that are dark brown, 2345. That's one word, dark brown, specifically dark brown. They have mistranslated it as something else in the King James. And the dark brown of the sheep, and the spotted and speckled from the she-goats. She-goats is one word, 5795. And they shall be my wages. Verse 33, so shall answer, 6030, my righteousness, 6666, in time, 3117, to come, that's one word, 4279, when comes about my wages before you, all that is not speckled or spotted of the she-goats or dark brown of the sheep shall be considered stolen with me, 1589. So, in other words, if I have any of your other sheep, you can call me a thief. Well, here's Laban again, verse 34. Said Laban, behold that, 3863, that it will be as you say. 1697, Dabar. Verse 35, and I have Jacob in italics because it's implied instead of actually in the Hebrew. Jacob removed 5493 that day the male goats, one word, 8495, that were striped and spotted. The striped is 6124 in this verse. And all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted and all that had some white, 3836. Laban means white. Okay. 3836. Laban. Well, that's the name of Laban. Means white. The Hebrew called him white, because it's very white-skinned. Isn't that amazing? I thought all the Hebrews were all supposed to be dark with a big hook nose and all that stuff. Oh, no? Yeah. Right. And all the dark brown of the sheep and gave them into the hands of his sons. 36. Now I have Laban here because it's implied. It's in italics. It makes more sense. But it's set apart by the italics from the straight Hebrew. Laban set a journey of 3 days between him and between Jacob. And Jacob, the flocks of Laban there, and Jacob the flocks of Laban that remained. Laban had some stuff with him. Remained 3, 4, 9, 8. And Jacob fed the flocks of Laban that remained. (clears throat) 37. Now, I can't explain this breeding system. It's a mystery. It's been lost. We don't understand why this worked. It's just the hand of Yahweh, I guess. But it worked. And this is what Jacob did. 37. Took Jacob rods, 4731, of green, 3892, poplar, 3839, and almond, 3869, and chestnut, 6196, and peeled, 6478, from them streaks, 6479, of white, 3836, and laid bare, 4286, the white that was upon the rods. In other words, he took all the bark off the rods, tree branches. 38. He set 3322, the rods that he had peeled in the gutters, 7298, of the troughs, 8268, of water where came the flock to drink, 8354, before 5227, the flock, that they should conceive, 3179, when they came to drink. Verse 39, conceived the flocks before the rods, and bore sheep, striped, speckled, and spotted. How that worked, I cannot explain it. I don't know anybody that can. I've never heard the explanation for this. It's a mystery. It continues to be a mystery today. So, 40. The lambs, 3775, separated, 6504, Jacob, and placed to face the flocks to the striped, and all the brown of the sheep of Laban, and placed, 7896, his flocks, 5739, by themselves, 905, and did not place them among the sheep of Laban. And it was, when all conceived, 3179, of the sheep that were stronger, 7194, that put Jacob the rods in the sight of the sheep in the gutters, that they conceive among the rods. 42. But when feeble, 5848, were the sheep, he did not put them in, and were feeble the sheep of Laban, and the stronger of Jacob. This is selective breeding. You breed your best stuff, and the stuff that isn't as good or as strong or as healthy or fat, well, you slaughter that and you eat it. You just cull that herd. We do that today. 43, and increased, 6555, the man exceedingly, and that's 3966 doubled, to make the emphatic there. and his were many 7227 sheep, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, 1581, and asses, 2543. So all his livestock, he was starting to prosper. This is not going to set well with the sons of Laban. We'll get into that maybe here in a minute here. What have we got in 31? 31 is a very... That's 43 verses. 54 verses. No, we're not going to have time for all of 31 today. I may do part of it. Because it's a big chapter, bigger than I expected. And I like to do full explanations. The women were bearing kids left and right. And he was having all kinds of children by all these women. His two wives and their concubines. So he had four that were producing. Finally, Rachel started to have kids. But the two maidservants and Leah, man, they were busy in those days. I mean, and this is over a time period. It sounds real short, like they were just having kids, but there's all the gestation period, and you have to recover from that and all of that. But Yahweh was giving him all these kids. Well, he's going to eventually have 12. And they would be the 12 tribes of Israel. And Rachel's going to have one more. And that's Binyamin, that son of the right hand. That's what that means. Benjamin in the English. And they had so many kids because he had to have sons to oversee the family wealth. That's what they did in those days. Well, we did that too. When we first came to America, when the Israelites were prolific, we had lots of sons to help farm. You get a bunch of great big strong boys, I mean, that lessens the work for everybody on a farm. And in those days, they were plowing with mules and single plows, and then they had to sow all the crops by hand, and they had to weed them by hand, and they had to harvest them by hand. They didn't have farm machinery when we first moved over here. When Israel migrated to North America, it was horse and buggy, you know. You didn't have cars, didn't have good roads, didn't have, you know, we were just getting started over here. But we were prolific, and they had family farms with the rich dirt before they poisoned all the dirt and started doing genetically modified foods. You get a bunch of boys, and they'd grow up big, strapping, strong farm boys, and you had something. You had something. Well, that's the same way Israel was back in the days when we were back in territory. Because you had sons. Well, if you had a household and stuff, all those sons had swords, and they would guard, they would fight. If anybody came to attack your household, man, you had your own army. You bred your own army. Well, this is what Jacob is doing right now. He's producing through these women the 12 tribes. Just really, he's building his own big clan. that's great. That's what he's supposed to do. Well, let's get into chapter 31. We'll get into some of the dirty deals of Laban here. I told you this didn't set well with the sons of Laban. Here we go. Chapter 31, verse 1. He heard the words of the sons of Laban, saying, "Has taken Jacob all that was our father's, and from that which our father did all his honor by this." They were mad. Well, hey, their father wasn't such a klutz. He couldn't manage his stuff before, and now that Jacob's there and he's got all his stuff, well, he's been cheating Jacob the whole time and doing this deal with the two wives. When he's supposed to get Rachel, he slips Leah in on him, get her married off because she was sort of plain. Well, verse 2, saw Jacob the countenance, 6440. Now, 6440 means before someone. It means the face. It means the countenance. Means the surface of the land. Because face is tied in with that. The face of the land, well, the surface. You know, the surface of the land. Saw Jacob the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not with him as in former 8543 times, 8032. In other words, Laban was getting wise to Jacob's prolific breeding program, and he wasn't looking with him at him with favor anymore. Said Yahweh to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your kindred," 41:38, "and I will be with you." That's a direct command. Verse 4. Sent forth Jacob and called Rachel and Leah to the field toward his sheep. Now there's going to be a change here. There's going to be a unification. And here it is. Verse 5. And said to them, "I see the countenance of your father, and it is not towards me as in former times, but Elohe," that's the God of, pardon the word, God, that's familiar to people, and they don't know it's pagan, so I'll just go ahead. "The Elohe, the divine being of my father, has been with me. 6. You know that with all my power," 3581, "I have served your father." Verse 7. "And your father has deceived me," 2048, "and has changed to 498 my wages, 106235 times 4489, but did not allow him," Elohim, "to do harm," 7489, "to me." Because Laban had been messing with him. Verse 8, if thus he says, "The speckled shall be your wages," then all the sheep bear speckled. And if thus he says, "The striped shall be your wages," then all the sheep bear striped. Verse 9, "Has taken away," 5337, "Elohim, the livestock of your father, and given them to me." Verse 10, "And it was at the time when conceived the sheep that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream," 2472, "and behold, the rams," 6260, "that climbed upon," one word, 5927, "the sheep were striped, speckled, and spotted." Verse 11. Spoke to me the messenger of Elohim in a dream, Yaakov. And I said, behold me. And he said, lift up now your eyes and look. All the rams that climb upon the sheep are striped, speckled, and spotted, because I have seen all that Laban does to you. Verse 13, I am the El, the divine being, 4:10. I am the El of Bethel, where you anointed there the pillar, where you vowed to me there a vow. Now arise and go forth from this land and return to the land of your kindred. 41:38. Here's the change. Answered Rachel and Leah together and said to him, is there yet for us a portion, 2506, or inheritance, 5159, in the house of our father? Verse 15. Are we not as, this is one word, racially alien women, 5237, considered, 2803, by him? For he has sold, 4376, us, and devoured, 398, also 1571, completely, 398, our money, 3701. Their dowry. Your father didn't get a dowry. He wanted to get rid of the girls and foisted them off on this guy, and he's been doing him dirty with all these wage changes. Well, Yahweh's had about enough of this. Verse 16, for all the riches that has taken away Elohim from our father, that is ours and our children's. And now all that says Elohim to you, do. They are now united. It's all of the family against Laban. They're mad at their father. Their father has been playing fast and loose, and they're caring more for their sons than they are for their father, because their father is a dirty bird and has been doing them bad. Verse 17, rose up Jacob and lifted up his sons and his wives upon camels, 1581. Verse 18, and he carried away 5090, that's one word, carried away. And he carried away all his livestock and all his possessions, 7399, which he had gotten, 7408. The livestock of his getting, 7075, that he had gotten in Paddan Aram, to go to Yitzchak, his father, in the land of Canaan. Verse 19, and Laban went to shear, 1494, his sheep, oh boy, and had stolen, 1589, Rachel, the teraphim, 8655, that were her father's. Teraphim are little household weather gods, and other little things. They're little pagan idols. Laban is a pagan. So, of course, he's not going to have Yahweh's favor. He's got pagan idols in his house. And Rachel and Leah worshiped Yahweh because they were Jacob's wives, and they saw what Yahweh did for their husband. Verse 20, stole away, 1589, Jacob, the mind, 3820, of Laban the Aramee, 761, over not telling him that he was fleeing, 1272. In other words, he withheld the knowledge of his leaving. 21, So he fled with all he had and rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the hill country 2022 of Gilead, 1568. 22. It was told to Laban on the third day that had fled Jacob. Hey, guess what? Your head herdsman's gone. Uh-oh. Ah, no. 23. Took he his kinsmen with him and pursued. 7291. After his way, 1870, 7 days, and overtook. 1692, overtook him in the hill country of Gilead. He had just men with him. He didn't have livestock. He could make a faster pace, and he caught up with him in the hill country of Gilead. And I'm going to hold it right there and leave you hanging until tomorrow. And I'm going to get in the rest of it tomorrow. And it's going to be interesting, to say the least. I sure do love the Word. I do. And these stories are exciting. Just what went on. Wow, it's better than any movie that Holy Weird could come up with. The truth is always interesting. May not always be pleasing, but it doesn't make it any less the truth. So we're going to see what old Laban has to say, but we're also going to see what Yahweh says to Laban. And it's going to be an eye-opener for old Laban. He's going to get a rude a rude awakening, I'm afraid. And we'll get into chapter 31, verse 24 tomorrow. So I want to thank everybody at EFR for all the help they have given me in getting my computer stuff fixed. Yahweh has blessed me with good companions, people of like faith, and I am so grateful, so grateful. And just the whole crew, everybody associated, even the people that post on the chat, they post good questions. I'm very impressed. People are studying, and boy, does that do my heart good. That makes me so happy that people are in the Word. That's the purpose of this study. I love the Word. I love what Yahweh has done in my life, taken an otherwise worthless life and made it something. He has blessed me just repeatedly. And he is a great and awesome deity. He is the true Elohim of Israel. And David James is putting the music before and after when I send him the file, and I want to thank him for that. He has been a true brother. Eli's on his way home. I talked to him on the phone last night. I've kept all our people in prayer for his safe trip and for good things to come to David and to Paul over in England. And we really need to keep our brothers and sisters in prayer. I cannot ask for anything for myself because he just showers me with everything. But I pray for others and pray for their prosperity and help in these very bad times of Jacob's trouble before we go into the full tribulation. And I pray for the health and safety all my brothers and sisters out there, and I pray that the ones that are still asleep mentally will wake up and their eyes will be opened, and they will be gathered into the congregation of Yahweh. And we are doing all we can here to wake them up. If they would tune in and listen, not just to my show, but to Eli and David and Pastor Dan and all of them that are really just telling the truth. And we have been protected and blessed so far. This Eurofolk Radio and associated networks are a real blessing. I don't want to forget the other guys that are doing similar work out there. They are doing good things. And there's a lot of our own people out there that are nationalists, but they're not Yahwehs. They don't understand that Yahweh is behind all the good things that are happening. They know who the enemy is, but they don't know who Yahweh is. And I pray that they come to that knowledge, and that nothing is going to happen until Yeshua Messiah comes back with his flaming sword and his mighty messengers, and he will destroy the enemy, and we will be changed, and we will be part of his army, and we will fight. But until that time, we're going to have the tribulation to go through, and all our Israelite brothers and sisters need to prepare, because when the enemy finally goes completely insane, when their financial empire has totally collapsed, there's going to be anarchy and extreme violence. And it's ramping up right now. We see all the false flags and the staged events, and then we see the people that have been manipulated by their false flags and staged events, and they're getting violent. They are attacking our people at random. It is not safe in many of the inner cities. If they've had a bad day or too much to drink or too much chemical of choice, they just go off and they attack our people. We need to be vigilant at all times. So be prepared. Start getting a go bag, medical supplies, food, water purification. All of that. I mean, we don't need to have an armed camp. That's not what this is about. This is about staying alive through the tribulation, being able to take care of our brothers and sisters. If they are injured or get sick or whatever, we need to be able to keep warm. We need to be able to keep dry. This is not about going out and harming people. I'm not advocating that. Not at all. Yahweh will provide, but he also expects us to do some of the work. He opens the door, but he expects us to walk through. You can't just say, "Oh, I'll just leave it to Yahweh." No, he expects us to do our part. It requires action. Smart action. We need to be smart about this. Well, I'm coming down the end of my stretch here, and I have been asked to leave a little time so that he can do the music before and after, and I will comply with that, and I will say Shalom Aleichem to all you of Israel out there, of true Israel, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. I will see you tomorrow with the rest of chapter 31. Yahweh bless. Bye-bye.